Your team is lacking, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, the word paramam is explained thus by Parasha Muni, one who is full in six opulences, who has full strength, full fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty and renunciation, is paramam, or the supreme personality of Godhead. While Krishna was present on this earth, he displayed all six opulences. Therefore great sages like Parasha Muni have all accepted Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 10.1 purport. Another draft in the books. You did a good job, you think. It took a while, for sure. Still, everybody showed up on time. There weren't any picks made by a robot. You're excited about your team. You picked up everyone that you were targeting. This is going to be your year. Everything is fine until you get a message from one of your friends. I have one thing to say about your team. It's lacking. You have some good hitters, but your pitching is weak. You don't have a single top starting pitcher. Your closer was a fluke last year, also. I'll be surprised if you remain in contention for long. Indeed, the criticism behind this good-natured ribbing from a rival playing in the same fantasy baseball league can be found in the professional ranks as well. Not every player is capable of doing everything. You have your fast players, who are generally not large in size. They will stay at the top of the lineup, where the main focus is contact. They should not strike out. If they can put the ball in play, especially on the ground, it increases their chances of getting on base. The power hitters follow them in the lineup. They likely aren't so fast. Therefore they play positions like third base, first base, or right field. These don't require much speed. The power hitters are not expected to be good at contact. They are known as run producers. Their objective is to hit the ball hard so that the fast runners who are ideally on base will score. Then you have the players with a good range of motion. They make ideal candidates for the infield. The players with strong arms can pitch, with the hardest throwers reserved for the bullpen. The relief pitchers have to worry only about a few types of pitches, thrown over a few innings. The starters need more variety and generally more stamina in their throwing. This is because the hitters will see them more than once in a game. The idea is that you can't get everything in just one person. You need a variety of players to get the ideal team. This applies to all sports, not just baseball. The same is seen in the business world, where each person has a certain skill set. It's difficult to find someone who is good at both leading and being led. The people proficient at computer work likely aren't so great at socializing, which is required in sales. These limitations are found in every person except one. Not surprisingly, he is God. When you find that one person who is complete in every feature, you have found the supreme person. In the Vishnu Purana, the respected Parasha Muni says that God the person has six features simultaneously and in full. The name that references this unique position is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the most beautiful. You can see this in Sri Krishna, who is also known as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The literal meaning to the name Krishna is all attractive. No one is more beautiful than the son of Nanda and Yashoda, since he enchants the beautiful Cupid. He is also known as Madana Mohan. Bhagavan is the wealthiest. He is the deed holder for all the property in the universe. A nation discovers a new land and plants its flag to mark possession of the territory. Yet that land existed much prior to their time of discovery. The original person is the one who creates the gross elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. Evidence of his immense wealth comes in the blessings bestowed by his wife, who is known as the goddess of fortune. Bhagavan is the strongest. There is a preponderance of evidence for this, with the most visible being the weightlessness of the planets. The sun, the moon, the earth and other large mass seemingly float in the air. We know this is not possible since nothing else floats on its own. Something is holding these objects together. More evidence is found in the activities of God the person, where he lifts the massive Govardhan Hill as a small child, holding it aloft for 7 consecutive days. Bhagwan is the most famous. Krishna has been celebrated since time immemorial. The scriptural works that glorify him have no known date of inception. They started as an oral tradition, so they predate the written word. Sanskrit is the oldest language in the world, and it is used by the gods. The gods are in the mode of goodness, and they praise the Supreme Lord all the time. Bhagwan is the most knowledgeable. The Bhagavad Gita is sufficient evidence of this. No other religious or philosophical work compares. Even after reading and studying it for many years, a person can find more ways to apply it to their lives. It is a deathless text that delves into the most important issues faced by a mature living being. Bhagwan is the most renounced. He does not get overcome by sadness. He is not so attached to something that he can't live without it. He can walk away from any situation at the drop of a hat. One of the words used to describe him is Atmaram, which means satisfied in the self. He does not require anyone else to bring him happiness. As Bhagwan is not lacking anything, the same goes for the process of devotion to him. Only the devotee finds complete fulfillment in their way of life. Bhagwan's features are ever expanding, which means that the bliss of devotional service continues to increase with time, rising like an ocean that is constantly filled by rivers flowing into it. In closing, friend with criticism to attack, saying your team completeness to lack. In one player contact and speed, but for power and fielding a need. Only God having opulence all, fitting for as Bhagwan to call. Most beautiful as Nanda's son is he. Wisdom from sacred Bhagavad Gita C.